This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Chris Polosinski. How are you, Chris?
Great, Robert. Nice to be here.
And Chris is the CEO of Land O'Lakes.
Correct.
Now, you call it LOL.
That's right.
Which is, that's a very current name for it.
It's kind of hip, and it is caught on a little bit in social media. We like that.
Now, it's a fairly large organization, $13.5 billion, 10,000 employees. It's not what everyone always thinks it is, though. Talk about the real organizations and the businesses you're in.
Yeah, it isn't what people think of, and that's kind of a fun part of telling the story of Land O'Lakes. Most people think of us as a butter company. So if you ask 100 people, 98 of them would say you're the butter company. Indeed, that is accurate. We were formed in 1921, by a group of upper Midwest dairy farmers, small farmers who shipped their product to the local town creamery. And it was a very high-quality product, but they couldn't get it to market profitably. So these farmers, very simple idea but powerful one, said, what if we formed a marketing company that aggregated our supply and bargained on our behalf with a little more power in the marketplace to get our product to the population centers of New York, Philadelphia, Boston? The short answer to that simple but powerful strategy, it worked. The product really was better, and it took the market by storm. Those same farmers, just a couple years after forming Land O'Lakes, said, that worked. What if we had you aggregate our demand and you bought things or did things for us better, faster, or cheaper than we can do as individuals? So we formed a feed company in the mid-20s and a little later a crop inputs company, seed, crop protection products, crop nutrient products. If you turn the clock forward nearly 100 years, those are our core businesses, all about a little less than $5 billion in sales, even size. We're still farmer-owned, and it's a wonderful, wonderful portfolio for us, but a little different than most people think of.
And as you plan your strategy, how do you involve, if you're a cooperative, how do you involve all these different owners, and what is the dynamic?
Yeah, it is very interesting. There's a lot of mystique to being a cooperative. And the first thing I say to our owners is being a cooperative is not a strategy. It is a form of ownership. And I think that's where a lot of member-owned organizations and agricultural cooperatives get in trouble. It is a form of ownership. It is not a business strategy. So we run our business as a business. We benchmark our performance against investor-owned companies in terms of profitability, return on equity, growth. Our owners, when we do that well, enjoy all the benefits of ownership plus a little. So they get a growing equity stake. They get a handsome dividend. We have a very high dividend rate. We call it patronage. They also have, which you get with any ownership position, they also have the ability to give us input around what they need done through our governance model a little more directly than if they weren't on our board and in our governance structure. That's been very helpful. So, in fact, I talked about our three business units and how we got there. It was a result of our owners saying this company could help them with something they needed help with. Turned out to be a good business idea. But we do separate our business from our owner's business, other than listening to them very carefully around what they need and then thinking through, is that a good business? Can we deliver it to them?
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And we're here today with Chris Polosinski, who is the CEO of Land O'Lakes. So your company is actually, you've told me, a technology company. Now, I know you said, okay, we're not just a butter company,
right.
But I don't think anyone would have imagined it's a technology company.
Well, it indeed is, and that's accurate. In addition to not being just a butter company and having the three business units, Land O'Lakes Foods, Purina Animal Feeds, and Winfield United Crop Inputs, the foundation we stand on in all of those businesses, we would call marketplace back. We listen to what...
Marketplace back.
That's right. We listen to what our consumers and customers need, first and foremost. And on the agricultural side of our business, which is two-thirds of our portfolio, most of our competitors are more production-oriented. They produce, and then they sell. And their variable is largely price. Our variable is giving consumers or customers what they need. And in Winfield United, what our customers said they needed was the ability to grow more food with less input. If you're a corn grower or a soybean grower, that is the ticket to high profitability. And to do that, we built a system of outdoor test plots. We now have 250 of them, where we collect data around the variety of crop inputs that a farmer could buy, and we can tell a farmer what works in their climate, in their soil, for the way they want to farm optimally. They get great agronomic advice. We tell them what works, but we're also able to mix and match the offerings from all of the vendors that are out there selling seed and crop inputs economically. So they get the crop they need and manage the cost of that crop. We also show them through a toolkit, which we would term precision agriculture, how to manage that crop throughout the season. So in addition to this big data platform that gives them information around how to get that crop agronomically and economically just right, we show them how to not put on, simplistically, all of the crop inputs at the beginning of the year, just in case a disease came or it was a wet year. Or a pest game. We say we will, through a variety of tools, monitor the health of that crop as it grows. So we bought a French satellite imagery company a few years ago that maps in real time a crop's growth. We compare that against historic images so we can tell when a crop's not on track. When we see that, we send in a team with more sophisticated tools to diagnose that crop, figure out what's going on, and then in a very precise way, we essentially write a prescription at that time if it's needed. But you can see farmers love this because not only do they get the agronomic advice of what's going to work in their climate and their soil based on our big data platform, not only do they get the economic edge of mixing and matching the different offerings of how to get that crop at the lowest possible cost of seed and crop protection, we show them how to use less to get more. And that is an ultimate home run economically. It's also a home run from a sustainability perspective. Growing more with less, we call it precision agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
It's also precision conservation.
What's really interesting to me is everyone would think of LOL as mostly a butter company. And
right.
You said, no, we actually have our three divisions. But you're not only a technology company, you're also like a management consulting firm.
Well, if you strip away what we do in the business I just described, Winfield United, you could look at us as a high-end consultant that provides information and has the ability to transfer that information to action on the farm. And we get paid when we sell a bag of seed or crop inputs. But it is a high-end consulting company. Even in our animal feed business, Purina Animal Feed, again, we're a different kind of feed company. We're not production-oriented. We think marketplace back. So we formulate our feed products to build healthier animals. That's easy to say, but the way you can sell that, it's a more expensive product. We have to have the data that shows a rancher or a dairy producer that it's worth it, that our young animal feeds, which might be a little more expensive than what they were used to doing, actually are economically better for their operation. Again, we use data to make that sale.
So you're making a real business case for them about how to effectively run their business.
Absolutely.
Do you think other CEOs could learn in different industries, non-competitive industries from this?
I do. I do, Robert. I think that the first thing is you have to look at your skill set. And that's what we did at Land O'Lakes. So a dozen years or so when I came into this role as CEO, we weren't performing. And we had let our portfolio get very, very broad. In a sense, we were a holding company. we had many more businesses than the three that I'm just describing. And we stepped back and we said, you know, we're not performing in aggregate at the level we want. We're not earning the returns we need. We're talking more about baskets, caps, and covenants than we'd like, and less about growth. And I happen to believe food and ag is the best growth industry of our generation right now. What are we going to do? And we stepped back and we analyzed our portfolio and looked at what we were good at, and we defined that by where we were making money. And interestingly, we were making money in feed, carrying a feed, crop inputs, Winfield United, it's now called, and in our food business. And in those businesses, we were making the most money in our most value-added branded items. So we said we still have this muscle of a marketplace-backed company driving insights, consumer or customer insights, into innovation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we really turn the corner as a company. That's the advice I'd give any CEO.
Good advice, and we're taking a break now. When we come back, we're going to talk with Chris. First thing we're going to find out is about butter actually is healthier than you think. Back in a few.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Chris Polasinski, who is the CEO of Land O'Lakes, which is about a $13.5 billion company with 10,000 employees. Now, you've told me about the culture, how it's great. Tell me specifically what you do to build this great culture.
Well, the transformation of Land O'Lakes from being more of a holding company to a tightly focused company on three businesses, all with this common theme of value-added, branded, marketplace-backed thinking, was a transformation. We had a lot of commodity businesses. We had some branded businesses. We were in very many industries. So we not only said we're going to transform our portfolio, but we have to transform our culture. This is a different strategy. It required a different structure. So we went about that journey. I described the first, getting focused on what we were good at, the three business units and the philosophy of value-added branded. The second piece was structure. We came in and said, we need to structure the company differently and be more of an operating company, less of a holding company. So we pulled up many of the functions that were embedded in the business units and put them at corporate center, where we got the benefit of scale. And we were not just pulling up the shared services or control functions like accounting or IT, which we did, and it lowered our cost because we eliminated the redundancy. We improved the quality. We were able to recruit.
Okay, but I'm going to interrupt you because I saw on Glassdoor, which everyone looks, that you actually achieved a 94, which is a great rating for CEO. You have to have a culture that embraces everyone. What's the secret? What's the key to leadership?
Well, you know, that's the next step. We said that structure has to have a different kind of staff. And this staff, to be successful in an operating company, has to be a high teaming culture because corporate center is serving the units. Mm-hmm. And the units have to, their sales and marketing outposts, they have to give good information to corporate center. So we repopulated the company. Half of our employees, half of our 10,000 employees are new to the company in the last 5 years. To do that, again, we stepped back and said, we have to have a compelling proposition to those employees. What's our purpose? And we really landed on something that is powerful for me and every one of our 10,000 employees. Our purpose statement is feeding human progress.
Wow.
Now, you might think for a butter company that's an odd statement, but when you understand our portfolio, it really goes from farm to market, and we're experts at showing farmers how to grow more with less in any climate, in any soil. We have this great market sensing tool in our food business that allows us to aim that business. It's a great purpose. So point one is purpose. And it really has been, frankly, even more important than I thought, and I thought it was important. The second thing is discipline in the manner in which we execute. We have four leadership expectations at every meeting with our employees, our big group meetings we do twice a year, right down to the breakfast meetings I have with small groups of employees every week. I talk about our four expectations, and they are deliver results. We have to figure out, through good and bad times, how we're going to deliver results. And I'm proud to say over the last decade, we have doubled the size of the company. We've improved our return on equity to 20%. And every year, pretty much in that journey, has set a new high watermark. And no better discussion of that than moving our business and crop inputs to this big data company. The third is mobilized talent. Land O'Lakes, and I think a lot of organizations like us, always had a reputation as being good places to work with nice people. I'm not sure we struck fear into the competitors' hearts in our industry. And we have to say, you know, we have to mobilize talent. People who want to work here that resonate with our purpose, that understand the high teaming environment, and that really love this business. And how do we do that? Everybody's got a job in mobilizing talent. And the last is act with integrity. And there's a baseline. And, you know, I laugh a little bit. Our HR group said, we don't need that anymore. And I thought, well, you know, you're right. In terms of don't cheat or cut corners and end up on the front page of the newspaper, I feel very comfortable. But you're not right. We're not going to get rid of it. Because act with integrity also means having tough conversations with an employee that's not quite performing where you need them. When? Today. It's not nice to wait until year end. It's not nice to sugarcoat it. So in real time, if we have a high integrity organization, we're going to sit down with an employee and coach them. Say, that didn't go so well. What can we do better next time? Those expectations, I have to admit, I get tired of talking about, but I talk about them at every meeting because that's what shapes the culture. Culture is this mysterious word. Culture is nothing more than behaviors repeated over and over again by an engaged workforce. And we have to keep reminding them of what behaviors we want to see.
What we really want to talk about now is butter. And it's not all your business, but you like this topic. I could say next to chocolate-covered strawberries, nothing to me like the lightly salted butter that you have. But I'm getting older. I'm 56, so I have to watch my cholesterol. Now, I've heard that it's actually healthier than I realized.
Yeah, I think the emerging discussion around the science of food has moved products like butter that contains saturated fat from a category that was viewed as less healthy to a category that's today viewed as more healthy. The discussion of fats and oils has turned a little bit more to focus on partially hydrogenated oils as being less healthy, man-made oils, versus saturated fat, which is naturally occurring. That is, in fact, fueling a little bit of a resurgence of butter. The second thing about how we manage our butter portfolio is we try and offer a variety of product in that entire spreads range. So we would have traditional butter, salted and unsalted in sticks for folks who grew up with that and love that or are bakers and really need a certain performance characteristic. We also have a range of spreadable butter products, which are really combination products. They're spreads that have a large percentage of butter, but they also have other ingredients like canola oil or olive oil that offer a different health profile. We also have light spreadable butter with canola oil that offers a health profile of half the fat, half the calories for consumers who are interested in that. So first point is butter really is healthier than it was viewed a number of years ago. Secondly, we try and offer a range of products that fit the profile of what consumers are looking for. Some have less fat, less calories. Some are more spreadable. Some have the traditional characteristics of stick butter and baking.
The future of Land O'Lakes. What is your vision? You took over in 2005, have driven the business significantly. What is your plan in a technology-driven age where you're a technology company and you have about a minute and a half?
Well, I'll tell you, the future is really bright. We've doubled the company once, and I think we can do it again in less time. And that's a tall ambition. It's an aspiration. But I go back to our purpose, feeding human progress. We are participating in what I believe is the best industry, the best growth industry of our generation. Population is going to go from 7 billion and some to 10 billion. It's about a 40% increase in population. Great news, there's a middle class emerging, primarily in Asia and in Africa, and the first thing that happens when a middle class emerges, they improve their diet. Folks who study this say we're going to need to increase food production by 70% between now and 2050, not that long. We're going to have to do that with limited resources. 12% more arable land, half of that can be brought into production realistically.
And that's where your precision agriculture comes in.
We are very well positioned to show farmers how to grow more with less, to show those involved in animal agriculture how to build better, healthier animals, grow more with less, and to use our consumer group to sense what the marketplace needs and aim that part of our business at the most attractive opportunities. So we think we are very well positioned to double our company again in the next few years.
Well, Chris, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Robert, it's my pleasure to be here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mike O'Neill. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. Thank you, Robert.
And Mike is the CEO of MSA Security.
Right.
You may have heard of this, you may not have, but it's something you need to hear about because this is the whole future of combating terrorism.
Right.
Talk about what the organization is.
Well, we deal with high-consequence threat protection, really particularly in the explosive arena and with active shooter elements at major financial institutions, real estate locations, sports and entertainment. We're not your typical security guard company. Like I said, we kind of target that high-consequence space with something that could have an impact on your organization, could disrupt it greatly.
And when you mention that, we'll talk about it more later, but this is also relevant to CEOs,
right?
Which I actually was not as aware of,
right.
But it's really interesting how many CEOs actually work with you to prevent high-consequence
right.
incidents.
So the way I see it is we're in the business of business as usual. That's our tagline. We're trying to keep your operation going. We're trying to prevent those high-consequence issues from occurring at your location so that you could do your job every single day, whether it's mail screening through an X-ray machine or a potential active shooter element developing in your lobby or some type of explosive incident with a vehicle bomb or something in your loading dock, something like that.
Now, later on, we're going to talk about the whole model because it's really interesting. And, you know, your background being on the NYPD
right.
and being the first person who has actually encountered terrorism. And we'll talk about how that worked and how all of your people have. And it's 1,000 people the organization is now
right.
and how you grew the company from 150 to 1,000 people. But for now, let's first talk more about. So I'm a CEO of a company
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to have all people. I don't want people with machine guns. I don't want to have, you know, German shepherds there because that's going to scare away my customers. So that seems like something that would be a disconnect.
Right.
What's your experience there?
Yeah, I think it's actually the opposite. What we try to do is we try to blend into the environment. If it's a canine, we try to put a friendly-looking dog there that people are not.
What's the most popular dog?
A Labrador. So
well, why is that?
Because they're high-energy dogs. They're friendly-looking. I don't think anyone sees a Labrador that doesn't like dogs and doesn't put a smile on the face when they see the dog. It's not there to intimidate you. It's not there to scare you. It's actually that something we did as a business model. They have high drive, high energy. It's a perfect bomb dog for us.
Do those dogs ever become like let's say you're working with, I know you work with a lot of major banks. Do they ever become almost like part of the culture where people know them by name and they're like, oh, Maggie, how are you doing?
I say this all the time. A building could have 10,000 people in it. The handler could work there for 15 years. No one will know the name of the handler, but every single person in that building knows the name of the dog. We've had dogs that, you know, have reached their late stages in life and passed away, and we get sympathy cards from corporations saying, hey, we're so sorry that the dog's gone, you know, that type of thing.
Not the handler,
but you know, they'd be sorry for him or her too, but I think it actually becomes part of the culture of a company when they see a canine every single day in their lobby.
I bet it keeps retention too, because they want to keep that dog. It becomes like almost a mascot.
We have a high retention rate with our clients, and I think what happens is when people make a decision that they want to deal with some type of high consequence threat, whether it's mail screening with an X-ray machine or some potential explosive incident or active shooter, it's hard for them to pull back from that because you know they kind of made that leap of faith that we need this type of protection. And really, what my message is for a CEO would be is that we're going to protect your assets, we're going to protect your employees, but we're really trying to keep your business running and disrupt it from daily threats that could come into your location every day.
And you do have the largest bomb dog division in the world.
Yeah.
And what you've always said to me is we are the best at this.
Yeah, it's a great question. When I first came to the company, I think we had 50 bomb dog teams. We had a training facility out in Pennsylvania. But I wanted to grow that stable of dogs without losing our ethos on how we train dogs, which we're very strict on. So we invested millions of dollars in training facilities. We have a 70,000 square foot facility up in Windsor, Connecticut, that's staffed with about 25 or 30 individuals, and all they do is imprint and train dogs. And I think it's actually unrivaled in the industry. I don't think anyone has that type of infrastructure to be able to turn out as many dog teams as we do and to keep them on explosives and good at what they're doing.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mike O'Neill, who is the CEO of MSA Securities, the website is?
It's msasecurity.net.
Okay, that's good. And so I want to ask you, you also have a division called Smart Tech,
right,
where you are definitively the leader in the industry.
Yeah, so what that is we develop a software that we're able to put on. We're in Smart Tech, the code number 4, which we keep rewriting the code just to go with the capabilities of the new X-ray machines. What it does, it gives us real-time audio and video of an X-ray image that a screener might see at any typical X-ray machine. So simply put, if a X-ray screener sees something that's troubling to them, they could hit a button and in real time connect with our command center here at 9 Murray Street and speak in real time to a certified bomb technician that's either an active or retired member of law enforcement or the military. And what they do is they do what we call X-ray interpretation. They look at that image and they will determine if it's a suspicious package or not, and determines if it's a red alert or it's a non-threatening object. And that all happens in a period of a minute.
Within 1 minute?
Yeah.
So you have probably averted problems from happening.
Absolutely.
Where someone saw something and they thought it was.
Yeah.
What's an example of
the
that?
The one I think of is recently out at Stansted Airport, just north of London, for a major air cargo carrier. There was a image that came in on a Saturday, late at night, of a look like very appeared to be without question a pipe bomb with shrapnel on it, with what we look for as PIES, power initiator explosive switch. It had those components. It didn't have some of the organic compounds that they would see. They could see the pipe bomb was empty. So they were close to calling it as a non-threatening object, but it was so dramatic. The image, our detective downstairs did some basic investigatory efforts and Googled the name of the art company, looked at the manifest and saw that it was from an art gallery here in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And the name of the art was Pipe Bomb on a Skateboard. But they were about, I would say, 10 or 15 minutes from evacuating that airport. So with that phone call to our operator downstairs, they averted that. And that's a recent example. We have several like that.
And what's interesting, I'm thinking, I interview CEOs all the time, from a CEO's perspective, if you think about the cost of shutting things down, the disruption, the impact that can have on your stock, the
yeah.
impact that could have on your culture, and reputational loss,
right.
It's extraordinary, and sometimes it's something as innocuous as that. It's a piece
yeah.
of artwork.
I tell people all the time.
And you know, within 1 minute, so it's
right.
not even a whole challenge.
Yeah, right. So you make one legitimate call to Smart Tech in the lifetime of your subscription to us, which is nominal. You'll pay for that service 100 times over.
It's
a safety. I should have mentioned it's a Safety Act certified service by the Department of Homeland Security.
What does that mean?
Yeah, Department of Homeland Security, right after 9/11, came up with a program because some of the big operators in the security field, like the Raytheons of the world, the Lockheeds, didn't want to make counterterrorism widgets that they felt could fail a piece of technology, and then they'd be sued forever. So, in their wisdom, Department of Homeland Security created the Safety Act program, where if they qualify a technology as an anti-terrorism technology and they research it and evaluate it, they'll give it the Safety Act seal of approval. And what that does, it does two things for me as a CEO. One, it's an independent person saying what you say is real and
so that gives people the comfort.
Yeah.
So they otherwise, like in healthcare, you have 5 people do the same diagnostics because
right.
no one wants to get sued. Now you have the comfort of that.
Yeah, that. And so if that technology failed on our part, it's something we should have picked up, say that pipe bomb got through, you'd be sued to the cap of your insurance program, and then the federal government would come in and indemnify you for the remainder of that and take it out of your hands. So it evaluates the service. It kind of gives it that seal of approval, but it also protects you from an insurance standpoint from liability.
This is Robert Reese. We are speaking with Mike O'Neill, who is the CEO of MSA Security. It's a company that has grown to about 1,000 people. He grew it from when he became CEO from 150 people to 1,000. We're going to hear about how that growth happened,
mm-hmm.
what the culture's like. We're also going to hear about your experiences on the police force,
sure.
including 9/11.
Sure.
And then a little bit, hopefully we'll have time to talk about the future of threats and where that's at and how CEOs need to think.
Sure.
Back in a few.
Sure.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mike O'Neill, who is the CEO of MSA Securities. So let's talk. When you became CEO here, you had been on the police force for 22 years, right? And you become CEO, there were about 150 people here. Today, there's over 1,000 people.
Right.
And you have this unique culture, too. Talk about how this growth happened, and then let's talk about what the culture actually is.
Yeah, so when I first came to the company, it was really a New York City-based company, and I would say it's more focused on relationships, people we kind of knew in the industry that might have went to work at a financial institution. When I came here, I figured what they had was kind of, you know, lightning in a bottle. I said, we could expand this across the country, across the world. These two services, particularly Smart Tech and the Bomb Dogs, I said, if we replicate the quality of this.
And quality is everything.
Quality
you've told me you want to be number one in everything you do because the stakes are so high.
Right. So I know it sounds cliche, but we don't need to be the biggest security guard company in the world, but I want the reputation to be the best of what we do. The two core services of this company are the Smart Tech X-ray, remote X-ray imaging, and the Bomb Dogs. So we have a reputation in the industry for both of those services being, one, the only one that does it, but the other one as well is being the gold standard in making Bomb Dogs and making sure that their quality of what they do is every day on their posts.
And so then when you built this, you recruit a lot from retired cops, from current, but really from people who have an expertise in these areas.
Right. I'll use the NYPD as an example of something I'm very familiar with. You know, the NYPD at its heyday had 50,000 uniformed officers. But there's a saying in the NYPD that, you know, but we know who all the good cops are. And people say, well, that's impossible. I say, but we do, like, because your reputation goes a long way. And you, whether you're a cop in the Bronx or a cop in Brooklyn, a cop in Queens, if you're a great cop, people hear about you and they know about you. So we kind of took that ethos here, where if you want a job here, we're going to take the best of the best. You know, we're going to pay you a fair wage that's competitive. We're going to make sure you're happy with what you do. We want you to love working here at MSA Security.
And I met someone on the street who was a cop, and it turned out his dad works for you. I said, what does he think? He said, it's the best ever.
Yeah.
People are just, they're in their element. They love what they do, and they feel like there's a higher purpose of what they're doing.
I'm happy to hear that. Warms my heart.
So what's the culture like then?
The culture, you know, there's a culture in policing where when you're out on the street, you can really only rely on a man and woman next to you. It really develops a really strong bond between law enforcement, so you start to care about that person. You start to care about their family. And I think we've translated that culture very well here. You know, we are about business. We're about making money, about being profitable, but not at any expense. So if someone's hurt or if their family member's sick, I'm a strong believer in making sure that we support them. And I think that's kind of how we develop our ethos and culture, because that goes a real long way. Even with 1,000 employees, if they get a phone call from me or from somebody, say, hey, we're here to help you, just tell us what you need.
Let's shift a little. And now we're speaking with Mike O'Neill, who is the CEO of MSA Security. And talk about future threats.
Right.
Give us a snapshot of where the world is going
and
where people have to look to stop threats.
Yeah. So When I first started here 7 years ago, there was a major financial institution called me up and said, hey, I want to make sure your bomb dog handlers aren't bringing weapons into the building because we have a no firearms policy. We think they're great people. We just want to make sure because we know that.
And you want it to feel like it's the company, like you're saying.
Sure.
That's why you have the nice dogs in
there. Yeah, absolutely. We said, no problem. I said, I'll make sure I reinforce with all those handlers that they're not to bring their weapons into the facility. So you fast forward 7 years later with that same institution, they, you know, 2 years ago, they wanted to do a different contract to make sure all our handlers were armed. And then they want, now they're asking us, hey, can we train them with long weapons in case an active shooter happens? And the reason I bring that story up is you see how the threats evolve. It goes from, you know, core Al-Qaeda doing spectacular attacks like at the Trade Center to radicalized and spied individuals carrying out what I would call small-scale, small-tech attacks, whether it's a active shooter, it's a pressure cooker, or if it's a vehicle bomb at the curb line.
And so they say, oh, these people, they were sold, they were not involved with Al-Qaeda. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think it's a good question to ask. You know, when I was in the police department, we used to look the identify the threat as the far threat and the near threat. The far threat would be that core Al-Qaeda centralized group trying to plan a spectacular attack, where it's multiple car bombs or something like we saw at the Trade Center. And the near threat was who's radicalized by that core Al-Qaeda element far away. And that near threat was more low scale, but high consequence capability.
So these people are all influenced. So they're not really involved, but there's this social network, and people are influenced, and then they carry that out.
So when I first started in terrorism, there was no Facebook or Twitter, and you couldn't be that influenced over media like that. Now, what ISIS has done successfully is influence a lot of people and radicalize them over the internet. Yeah.
You had a deep experience with 9/11.
Right. So when 9/11 happened, I was there at the site that day, and I lived there for about 60-something days. So it had an impact on me. It had an impact on a lot of people, so I'm not alone in that. But what I did, I think, that's a little different, is I said, I'm going to write a white paper for the police department that I think we need to change the way we do policing to deal with this new threat. And at the time, there was no counterterrorism bureau in the police department. There was a small cadre of a lieutenant and about a handful of detectives assigned to the Joint Terrorist Task Force. That was it. Commissioner Kelly came into office, like within a couple of months. He had a focus on terrorism. One of my chiefs was picked to be the chief of counterterrorism, and he took me along because I wrote that white paper. And we created the counterterrorism bureau and the counterterrorism division, and the rest is history. And now that's 15 plus years later, it's a 1,000-man bureau in the police department. It was very different because it was a mission that never existed in the police department. We had to kind of create the response to that mission. So it was interesting. It actually helped me with this job, because it made me think innovatively about how we would address things. I used to say I used to sell the NYPD counterterrorism program to people, and that's what I feel like I do here. I sell, you know, what we do here in high consequence threat.
Every CEO is the top salesperson because it's of top importance. So you've 1 minute left. What is the future of MSA?
Yeah, I think the future of MSA is to grow in capability and assets, but never lose the quality. So the way you do that is by investing in more infrastructure and actually getting. What I would tell you is the dogs that we had 15, 20 years ago were good. They're better today. They're better, and there's much more of them today. And that's something that makes me very proud. The smart tech service that you saw downstairs is better than what it was when I first came here. We have 38 bomb techs now assigned to that room. When I first came in here, we had 9. So it's growing our capability and maintaining our quality. And unfortunately, I used to tell people, you know, it would be the greatest thing in the world if a company like MSA Security didn't exist, because we had no high-consequence threats in the world. And that's our ultimate goal.
There you go. So for CEOs who are interested, your website is?
MSASecurity.net.
A pleasure speaking with you on the CEO Forum.
All right. Thank you very much.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.